Yeah, I'm about to step in the ring for the fight of my life. Hit my knees and I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, this for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like. The drown of my problems, but God came and threw me the rope.
Welcome to another episode of the Real Man Project Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Meeks.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode of the Real Man Project Podcast, where every week we come together and we dive deep into the world of personal growth, core values, leadership training, business growth, mindset, sales tips, motivation, and documentation of things that men need to know and apply to silence that inner bitch voice, rise above our circumstances, wake the fuck up, and awaken that inner beast that it takes to become the very best and most authentic version of ourselves. I'm your host, Jeff Meeks, entrepreneur, sales expert, certified John Maxwell leader, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And on this podcast and on this journey, I'm your guide towards self-improvement and leadership. Now, today, guys, I want to talk to you about something that can truly change the way you look at yourself. And ultimately, how you live your life. I want to talk to you guys about developing a healthy self-image. And I want you to start changing the way you look at yourself when you look in the mirror. So guys, if you're ready, grab, you know, your notebooks, paper, pens, crayons, paintbrushes, paint. You know, crayons, whatever you guys need to take notes, unless you're driving. Please don't take notes if you're driving. You can go back and you can listen to this on Apple and Spotify and all the other major platforms, and you can take your notes then. But guys, it's just very important that you actually listen to podcasts, take from podcasts, and apply so that you can become better. So that image is more healthier when you look in the mirror. So guys, let's get into the message and talk some real man shit. So guys, when you start with, like Michael Jackson said, right? Start with the man in the mirror. It's all about understanding the immense power of how you see yourself. Now, I'm going to get into the message and I'm going to unpack why your self-image is so important to growth. Now, I want to start off and give you a reference point for building a healthier self-image. Dr. John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors, and his 15 invaluable laws of growth. He talks about a law called the law of the mirror, and he hits us with a big idea. He says, and I quote, "You must see value in yourself to add value to yourself." You must see the value in yourself in order to add value to yourself. You must know your worth, guys. Think about that for a second. How can you expect to improve, to grow, if deep down you don't even believe in yourself? Deep down, you don't believe that you are even worth the effort. Now, Maxwell goes on to say, to grow yourself, you must know yourself. And to know yourself, you must see yourself in a worthy and positive light. So guys, what does that look like for you? What does that look like in real life? For me, It starts off, as you guys have followed me in my content, I wake up at about 4:30. Sometimes I lay in bed and slobber a little bit more on my pillow until about 4:45. But after that, I'm up. I hit my knees and I pray to God. And then I go to the bathroom. I turn on the light. I wash the sleepy out of my eyes by applying cold water to my face. And I start my affirmations of the day. Now, you can start off by looking at yourself in the mirror and saying things like, I am capable. I am worthy. I make a difference. I add value. I am a person of value. If you're in sales, like I am, I say, hey, listen, I'm a great prospector. I create big, juicy opportunities. I close big, juicy deals. Whatever that looks like for you guys, and I'm going to talk about a little bit more as we dive deep into this podcast on some tips on how you can actually start developing a self-image immediately. And I'll unpack this a little bit more. But guys, you should have some affirmations that you tell yourself. I call it my I am list. I am. Guys, you can take it a little bit further. I'm not going to unpack it in this episode, but you know, when the burning bush in the Bible was talking to Moses, and obviously it was God, the voice said, I am that I am. It's a powerful statement. Start off with I am and then follow it up with something super positive about yourself every single morning. Now, it's important to know that your self-image can change, guys. If you're a person right now that's listening to this podcast that doesn't think they're worthy, that doesn't know their value, that may have grown up like me in a broken home with an alcoholic and drug, you know, induced family, mom and dad, very into their own lives, partying, drinking, doing drugs, not really into being a mom or a dad. I was sexually abused, verbally abused as a young kid. You know, if you're feeling that those backgrounds and those limiting beliefs and maybe someone in your life constantly beat into your head that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy, you're never going to be a good father, husband, boyfriend, you're never going to be anything in life. Stop that bullshit story today. You can change your self-image immediately. Guys, it's a game changer. The mirror lies. Do not trust it. Trust the positive voices around you. Trust the potential that's within you. We've all got those negative tapes that we play in our head. But here's the deal, guys. We can rewrite those tapes. We can, just like back in the day, I'm dating myself, where you've got a cassette player that you're recording, you could actually hit rewind and erase it off the tape, then you could re-record, right? We can do that with our self-image. It starts by surrounding ourselves with people who uplift us. Guys, you've heard me say it a lot. Association is key. Who you hang around with the most determines what you think about yourself and your worth. I'm a firm believer in that. Fuck the people that are constantly trying to bring you down. Now, you ain't got to be rude to them. You just don't have to hang around them. That's it. It's very simple. You don't have to, your high school buddies that are just, still out there doing the same shit. You ain't got to be rude to them. You just got to tell them, say, listen, guys, what you're doing right now in present day is bringing me down. I don't want to go down that path. I see myself. I'm worthy myself. I am a person of value. I know my worth. I'm going in a different direction. And hey, listen, you can either change and come with me, or you can keep going your direction, but we're probably going to spend a lot less time together. Guys, right now I challenge you. I know it's pretty early. I usually give you a challenge at the end of the episode, but I challenge you right now. Think of one negative belief you hold about yourself and then find a piece of evidence that proves it wrong. It's a powerful way to change the narrative. Now, guys, it's important to note that most of you are not where you are at. Most of you are not where you want to be in life because of that bullshit story that you tell yourself every single day. The woe is me, the victim mentality. I'm not worthy. I promise you, you are. You're a child of the Most High God. Your sins were washed away at Calvary when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Everything bad that happened to you is part of your journey, part of your story. It's building character and building grit to bring you to where you need to be. Stop saying negative shit to yourself throughout the day. Just change it. Just change it. Just do 1% better every single day, right? Make it 1% better every single day. I encourage you, even if it's one positive thing about yourself that you know and that you believe, say it to yourself throughout the day. It'll change that story. Now, guys, your self-image sets boundaries on your accomplishments. You know, John Maxwell puts it bluntly. People are never able to outperform their self-image. If you want to change what you're getting, you must change who you believe you are. And that makes a lot of sense, right? You know, I tell a lot of people all the time, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result, that's the definition of insanity, right? Things won't change unless you change. So in order to change the things that you're getting, change the belief system about who you are. Demand that other people see you worthy. Now, if you are a person that sees yourself in the mirror as someone that who cannot achieve big things, you most likely won't. But if you believe you can, well then guys, that's half the battle. Zig Ziglar used to call it stinking thinking. You guys, I quote a lot of these guys because they helped me build a healthier self-image. When I was growing up and I was, you know, constantly dwelling on my upbringing and the bad memories and the pain and the hurt, I started listening to these guys and I started reading their books and I started putting good, valuable, positive reinforcements into my mental estate, which is your brain. Guys, your brain is like a computer. And if you've got all this negative thinking, it probably just has a virus. But great news, there are virus killers. There's ways to rewrite the program inside computers so you can retrain your brain like we rewire computers. Hope that makes sense to you. Guys, now listen, if you place a small value on yourself, I promise you, the world's not going to come and raise the price. The world's a cruel, evil place, and it will beat you to the ground and keep you there if you let it. Now, how you value yourself is usually how others value and see you. Now, guys, I'm big on respect. It's part of my creed. I give respect only where respect is reciprocated. Now, listen to me. If you allow others to disrespect you, they will, especially if they see that you don't even respect yourself. Guys, the law of the mirror. Demand that others respect you. Give respect to yourself, and others will follow. It's a universal law, guys. Challenge me on it. Now, how can you start immediately changing how you see yourself and build a healthier self-image? Well, for time's sake, I could go on for a long time, but I'm going to give you my top three. Now, guys, if you're at a place you can take notes, write these three things down and apply today. Number one, protect the mental estate and guard your self-talk. Every morning, go look in the mirror and say things like, I am a person of value. I value other people. I add value to other people. That's something that I heard from one of my mentors. And on the masterminds that I host, I make all the participants say that every single Monday. And there's a method to the madness, guys. You may think that, oh man, Jeff Meeks, what are you talking about, man? I'm not gonna go stand in the mirror every morning and say these things about myself. Well, why the fuck not? That's my question. Why not? If you keep doing the same thing, you're gonna keep getting the same fucking thing. Does that make sense? If you are getting a bunch of negativity into your life, why wouldn't you try to do something positive to get that negativity out? So just try it. Guys, feed your mind with positive things. Listen, what do you listen to on your way to work? What do you listen to with your kids in the car and you're taking them to school? Listen, guys, I love music, all types of genres. But I do know that if you're constantly listening to negative, depressing, you know, music with a bunch of curse words and guns and violence and, you know, womanizing and, you know, all this stuff, guys, you if you don't understand this, you're in the car, you're driving, you're listening to the music, so that information is going into your brain. Your brain's processing it. As it's coming out of your mouth, it's reprocessing it, and it's going to stick in there. Guys, I encourage you, start listening to audios, read books, do affirmations, do confirmations. Guys, listen, the number one place to get and build a healthy self-image is in the Bible. Read it. Before you get up in the morning, you start scrolling on social media and you start to compare yourself and look at what everybody else is doing. Study the Bible. Pray. Do your affirmations. Do your confirmations. Leads me to my second way to start developing a healthier self-image. Stop fucking comparing yourself to others. Stop scoreboard watching on social media. Everyone has their own journey. Yours is different. So why compare yourself? Guys, comparison is the thief of all joy. If you want to compare yourself to yourself. What do I mean by that? Today, reflect, did you do better than yesterday? Were you that 1% better today than you were yesterday? Guys, it's you versus you. That's it. That's the only person that you need to compare yourself to is that man in the fucking mirror. The third and final tip that I got for you today in order to start building a healthier self-image and change that narrative and that story in your brain and how you view yourself when you look in the mirror is, guys, it's simple. Start adding value to others. Let me ask you, have you ever done something for someone that was good and increased value in their lives and felt bad about it? When you help others and you add value to them, in turn, you add value back to yourself. You start to feel more valuable. That serotonin, that dopamine rush to the brain, guys, that's building a healthier self-image. Now, guys, I want you to do this. This is the application from this episode. I want you to take a piece of paper and number it down the line 1 through 10. And I want you to think about all the good things that you see in yourself. And I want you to write them down. And I want you to take that list. And every single morning when you wake up, before you grab your phone, the only thing that should be before this is if you pray, then you need to do your prayers. Thank God for another day. Thank him that they gave you another day to live out his will and purpose and glorify his name. But then go to the mirror. And I want you to read these out loud to yourself. Now, your family members may think that you're crazy, but who cares? You're doing them a service. You are getting better. You're becoming better. You're becoming a positive Polly versus a negative Nancy. Positive things happen to positive people, period. I also want you to read that list the very last thing you do before you put that head on the pillow and start to slobber and go to sleep, count them sheep. I want you to read that list out loud. So I want you to read it every single morning, first thing in the morning, and I want you to read it every single night before you go to bed. Watch how your self-image grows. Watch how you grow. Now, guys, as we wrap up today, I want to remind you all to look in the mirror with kindness and belief in your own potential. It's about more than just seeing your reflection. It's more than taking a selfie in the mirror so you can put it on social media. It's about seeing the real fucking you, the best you. And remember, this journey of self-perception, it's ongoing. It's a journey. Keep reflecting, keep seeking feedback, and above all, practice self-compassion. So guys, that's it for this week. I hope this resonates with one of you out there. I know I'm talking to someone. And if it does resonate with you, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media. Facebook's just Jeff Meeks. Instagram, it's Jeff Meeks _ motivation. The sales training, leadership training, and coaching and consulting companies up. We launched it last week. The website's live, jeffmeekstrainingandconsulting.com. I encourage you to go check it out. Guys, you know, listen, you got to be a blessing to other people. Matter of fact, here's a great way you can start changing your self-image. Add value to others. Share the show. Leave a review. Like it. Send it to a buddy. Send it to a friend. You're adding value to them. It'll come back to you. It will start to make you feel like you have a healthier self-image. Guys, we encourage you all. Share, like, and review. If you want to be a guest on the show, it's simple. Go to therealmanprojectpodcast.com. That's therealmanprojectpodcast.com. Fill out the form. We'll review it and get back to you. Guys, go out there today and be great. Add value. Serve someone that cannot in any way, shape, or form pay you back, even if it's as simple as as a kind gesture. I love you guys. God bless you. And remember, until next time, be a beast, not a bitch. See you next week.
Yeah, I'm about to step in the ring for the fight of my life. Hit my knees and I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, this for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems, but God came and threw me the rope.
Hey guys, Jeff Meeks here. I just want to thank you for listening to The Real Man Project. And hey, listen, if you've got some value out of this episode and it resonated with you a little bit, you know, all we ask is that you share the episode with a friend. We ask that you apply some of the things that you actually got out of the podcast and go out there and become the very best version of yourself today. We love you. God bless you. And we look forward to you being here next week on the next episode.